Hi, this is Chris DeGrassi, Executive Director of NTSA, and today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the proposed Department of Labor regulation with regard to the new fiduciary rules and what it means to your business. So the three things I want you to get out of today's conversation are, first of all, understand if you're impacted by these new rules. Second is get an understanding of how these new rules might impact you. And third, understand what to expect and what you can do next to be prepared for dealing with these new proposed regulations. Now, first of all, you have to ask yourself this question. The Department of Labor has issued these new regulations about fiduciary duties under ERISA. Does that mean anything to me? Well, ask yourself, if you do IRA business, plan to do IRA business, and work in the IRA business as an investment advisor, registered representative, or an insurance agent, you are covered under this new regulation. So, guessing that everyone that I'm talking to here today probably is impacted, let's talk a little bit about what the implications of this proposed regulation might be. Well, the new regulation pretty much requires that you have to act in a client's best interest. That seems reasonable enough. However, the new regulation also imposes a whole series of new restrictions and requirements and rules that you need to comply with in order to service your clients. Without getting into the details of what all the rules and restrictions and requirements are, a couple high-level implications of what this might mean. What you can't have anymore is anything that would be considered to be an incentive. This would include any kind of tiered payout structure under a broker-dealer arrangement, or any kind of relationship or partnership between a product provider and a insurance broker, or a broker-dealer, or an investment representative. Under these proposed rules, any kind of incentive compensation would be prohibited. A couple examples of types of incentive compensation include some structures that are really foundational and very common practices throughout the industry. Examples are any kind of tiered commission or payout structure under a broker-dealer or agency, and any kind of preferred provider arrangement or preferred product arrangement between a broker-dealer and an underwriter or an insurance agency. The implications are rather significant and would require significant changes to business models throughout the industry. These are proposed regulations that need to go through a finalization process and to have an effective date set. It's very reasonable to expect that the regulatory process and finalization process, which is far from certain, could take the next 6-8 months, and that an effective date at the earliest possible would be 6 months following that. So there is time before the regulations would be finalized and you would have to comply. What you need to do in the meantime is educate yourself on what the regulations mean, how they impact your business, and stay up to date with any changes and what timeline for a potential effective date of any of these regulations. You can turn to NTSA, where we'll provide you with podcasts and webcasts and articles on 403B Advisor to keep you up to date with what's happening. And there will be an extensive general session and blue ribbon panel on this topic at our 403B Summit in June. Now, if you normally don't go to conferences and you normally do not attend these types of functions, this is a very important year to attend a conference to get a chance to hear directly from regulators and your peers about what's happening and what you may need to do for your business in order to comply and continue to serve your customers in this new regulatory environment. Thank you very much for your time today. Again, this is Chris DeGrassi, Executive Director of NTSA. Thank you for your support and keep in touch.